Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, it's Tuesday. Great to have John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, in the house with us. He's a retired federal law enforcement officer. He's got over 100,000 followers on X, lives here in Montana, and always fun to chat with. But a reminder, this is always the most unwoke hour of the week. Although sometimes there's people that try to give him competition later on in the week. But John, great to see you. Thanks for dropping in this morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
I'm feeling good. I got this 82 Coffee Company whiskey coffee going again here. Some nice sludge in my coffee. There's no whiskey in the cup. It just has the flavor. So I got to tell people before they start clutching pearls. Why is he drinking on the radio? I'm not. It's coffee. Just has that the flavor of the barrel, I guess, is what you'd say.
Check this out, man. You can float a bullet in this coffee right here, I'm telling
nice.
You, this is like almost pudding consistency.
Yeah, that's how you like it. That's how it's got to be. I'll tell you what. Well, you know, like when I was cruising around Afghanistan, I don't care how hot it got, I would have to have a thermos of coffee sitting right next to me. I mean, just to, you know, it's just how you roll, right?
I remember getting up in early morning in, like, say, in the country of Colombia for operations, and you go get that Colombian, that fresh brewed Colombian coffee. You take a couple of sips of that, and whoop! I mean, you are awake right
is
then.
Is it like the Cuban, like the cafecitos, like the things like that? Is that what it, did I say it right?
Very similar. The café con leche, like Cuban coffee, very
well, that's
similar.
With the milk, right? Yeah, but I'm talking just, it's like almost like straight up syrup, like espresso style coffee.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man, that stuff was good, yeah. Well, man, if I was stuck in space, I hope I have a good supply of coffee. Could you imagine? Did you hear about these astronauts? They were only supposed to be sent to space for 8 days. Well, for those who haven't heard the story, let me just roll the audio for you here from Fox News Radio.
Which Will Moore and Suni Williams went up for what was supposed to be a short 8-day mission on the International Space Station. Now, yes, they're fine, but with Boeing's Starliner leaking helium, it's Elon Musk and SpaceX to the rescue to bring them home. Now, it's going to take a while. The two astronauts will have to wait another 6 months for the SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft to carry them home safely. And they had plenty of work to do, we're told, and sufficient supplies. Now, as if this story couldn't get any more interesting, the chair of the National Space Council is none other than Vice President Kamala Harris.
Ding, ding, ding. So if you're wondering what kind of space cadet is running this operation, well, there you go. Kamala Harris is the space cadet in charge of the Space Council. So
let's review.
Lost in space for a little while longer.
Let's review for a second here, Aaron. First of all, they leave our soldiers over there to die in Afghanistan. Then they pull this kind of thing. They're leaving those astronauts up there for 6 more months. And they're like, oh, Elon will come get you.
Yeah.
I mean, don't worry. Elon will be up there in February. No worries. We're sending a civilian to go get you. Kamala's in charge. No worries.
It's like, wait a minute. Isn't Elon Musk the same guy that you're trying to destroy with your investigations and lawsuits and more? Like, oh, but now, hey, Elon, can you hook a brother up and retrieve our astronauts for us?
And of course he'll do it.
Yeah, and he'll do it. He's just, you know, good guy, you know. But my goodness, lost in space. Space cadets running this country.
Securing America.
Monday marked 3 years since the bombing at the Abbey Gate of the Kabul airport during the withdrawal from Afghanistan, which killed 13 U.S. service members. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby.
These 13 Americans and those who were wounded were patriots in every sense.
Kirby says the country owes them an unpayable debt. But Paula Knaas self, whose son, Army Sergeant Ryan Knaas, was killed, says what is owed is an apology, telling Fox's America Reports.
We are all grieving over something that should have never, ever happened.
Kirby says their sacrifices help maintain the military's most pressing long-term objective.
Today, our longest war is over. But our commitment to preventing attacks on the homeland and our people will never be.
And that the U.S. will
continue to deliver justice to terrorists who plot against America.
Kevin Redsky, Fox News.
All right, here's another headline we've got on our Montana Talks website. Missoula responds to the governor's call for cell phone free schools. Basically, Missoula says, it's going to be too hard to enforce that whole no cell phone thing. These are the people that said, we're going to shut down school. No sports. Better wear those masks. But enforcing a no cell phone policy, it's just too hard for the Missoula public schools. MontanaTalks.com.
This song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got to start here. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. You had a, I was driving back from Havre, but during my stop at Little Montana there in Grass Range, that neck of the woods at, actually ended up going to both of the gas stations there. Both are for sale for some reason. Anyway, I see this tweet. You sent out this post on X. Great political campaign sign. And basically, I forget what it reads. I've got it on our Montana Talks website here. But basically, what this candidate is saying here in Montana is if you put this, if you put a yard sign in your yard, you can enter to win a Glock. Very cool. That what a great idea. I mean, I've already got a Glock, but I can use another one. So, hey, why not, right?
How many guns do you need, Aaron? The answer is just one more. Our friend Jody Etchart, who is a Montana legislator, is running for re-election. She decides she's going to have some fun, like you just mentioned, with the yard sign campaign. Hey, put a yard sign out there. You know, get a ticket to win a Glock. And apparently this triggers the liberals around town. They are just so just beside themselves. This triggers some kind of violence, and oh my goodness, we have to write letters to the editor of the newspaper, and oh my goodness. And you see how they expose themselves, right? These people that pretend all the time they're not anti-gun and not gun grabbers, the minute you put something out about a gun, they just come out of the woodwork like prairie dogs popping out of their holes, you know?
Yeah, it's like somebody just splashed holy water on. Yeah, guns, you know. Yeah, well, I think Jody was telling me like three letters to the editor were sent to the Billings Gazette because they were just pearl clutching because how dare she offer to give somebody a gun if they put yard signs in her yard. Well, this is who we're talking about, of course, is a great lady. She's a physician's assistant, a PA in the healthcare industry, state legislator out of Billings, Jody Etchart. She's actually on the phone lines right now. Jody, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Well, you know, I think the letters to the editor were pretty great, and thank you for highlighting this story. This just shows that in the letters to the editor, they're saying that the Democrats aren't going to take your guns. And I think I saw a post that somebody else put in relation to one of those letters that two things, and then you posted it on your website also, where Kamala Harris says she's going to take some of the most popular guns if she becomes president.
Yeah, I mean, in their letters to the editor, they say, oh, Democrats aren't going to take your guns, but we still don't like the fact that she's offering to give a gun in this gun giveaway. And it's like, no, like Kamala Harris is on camera, on video, multiple times saying she will take the most popular rifle in America away from us, away from you. So, yeah. But then there was another funny angle to this, because in your last campaign, you defeated your Democrat opponent back then, but apparently your Democrat opponent actually did something similar last election, and there was no pearl clutching by these letter writers back then. They just started clutching their pearls when Jody Etchart decided to do a gun giveaway.
Good point, Aaron. Absolutely. So she was going to do, you had to donate $100 to her campaign to get into a drawing for a rifle and then a shotgun. So she was giving away two guns, and it's complete hypocrisy. So actually, I didn't really think the Democrats would come out so quickly with this just being sent out, but it was perfect on Sunday. Three letters to the editor from a husband and wife and two other people saying, you know, how horrible this is promoting suicide and gun violence, which it's absolutely not. But this shows the hypocrisy of the Democrats. So I really didn't think I'd have to use that and show that. Never even imagined I would have to. But I'm so glad that I saved that and be able to show in black and white with evidence why the Democrats are so hypocritical about everything they say. They are promoting taking away guns. We know Beto O'Rourke said it, and Kamala Harris says it. That's what they want to do, and they can't hide behind it anymore. I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to stand up for Montana, stand up for our Second Amendment rights, First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, on and on. Stand up for the Constitution as written by our founders, because that's what's important, and that's what we need to do, Aaron, and that's what you and John Jackson do every day, and thank you.
That's right, especially on Tuesdays. Well, Jody Etchart, Representative Jody Etchart, great to hear from you, and thanks for calling in. John, I like yours. By the way, you can go to MontanaTalks.com and see the sign here. Place a yard sign and receive an entry to win a Glock. These signs are, there's people in like South Carolina requesting these signs now. You know, like, hey, can I get one down here in Kildene, Texas, or wherever the heck they're at? You know, like,
yeah, I put that out on Twitter and got 5,000 views on it, and people around the country are giving like big thumbs up. That is awesome. Where can I get one? I'm coming out to Montana here in a month. Can I pick one up while I'm out there? They love it. But, you know, these letters to the editor thing that these people write, all of a sudden, three people in one day, right? You know, that's, of course, completely organic, Aaron.
Yeah.
Not in any way a setup by the Democrat candidate. No. Mm-mm.
Well, and I did see that the chair of the Montana Democrat Party even criticized this, calling it gross, calling a gun giveaway gross. Why don't you put that on the Montana Democrat Party website? Why don't you put it out on their Twitter handle right now and remind everybody exactly what you guys stand for? I like your solution. You know, to all these people complaining about the gun giveaway, up the gun giveaway to 5 is what you said via X. That's a perfect solution for all this.
That's what Jody needs to do right now. Say, we're not just giving away one Glock, we're giving away 5.
One Glock, 2 Glocks, 3 Glocks, 4, 43X, lots of Glocks. Yeah, I like that idea. All right, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter in the house. We're taking your phone calls as well, 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on our Montana Talks app as well. The mighty Human Z. Oh, clutch those pearls. He's up next. Female athletes at the University of Montana were offered paid political endorsements supporting Senator John Tester, but at least two of them refused, citing his vote to allow men in women's sports. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks, a student athlete and a student journalist at the University of Montana, broke that story on our Montana Talks website. She joins us on Tuesday's Montana Talks. Catch us statewide right here, 9 to 10 a.m.
This is where Montana Talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I got a nice message here from Tater in Forsyth. She tells us, I was in Deadwood this last week. I got to go to Deadwood one of these days. She says, I was in Deadwood this last weekend. Beautiful cars, great music, and a lot of conservatives. Had some great conversations. So, great to hear from you. Tater in Forsyth. You can message us on the Montana Talks app or even call in 406-294-0970. You know, John, one of the things that Jody Etchart just mentioned is Kamala Harris is on tape saying, I'm coming for your guns. She is on camera saying this. Again, with Kamala Harris, all you have to do to show how crazy Kamala's policies are is just run the tape. Here you go. Underneath the John Jackson tweet about the gun giveaway program is also this video shared once again by the Trump War Room. Let me cue it up for you here.
We who believe in the freedom to live safe from gun violence will finally pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban.
There you go. Oh, oh, I don't know. Is it It's Pat from Saturday Night Live? And or is she like the girl that all the girls make, the mean girl that all the girls make fun of? Or am I going to take away your guns, John? She just has this snotty sound to her. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, the ladies out there, you tell us, like, does she sound like snotty to you when she talks about taking away your guns, especially?
Well, the proof is right there, where 92% of her VP staff since 2020 left, quit, because she is such a witch to work for. But, you know, did you see Tom Cotton on Face the Nation this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
You talking about her policies?
It's policies. It's not policy. Policies.
You've got her bodyguard there, Jonathan Carl, who's the Disgrace the Nation host there. Tom Cotton is just going in and talking about Kamala's policies. He said, yeah, she was going to eliminate all private health insurance. And Carl's immediately like, no, that's not her policy. That's not. And Tom Cotton says, well, yes, it is. And here's what she said. Well, she's changed her position. Well, no, she hasn't said that.
Yeah. No, and Jonathan Carl himself was on camera back in 2020, like, admitting that he knew that's her policy.
Of course.
So what's her policy? Well, here's that I had this ready to go yesterday. I never ended up playing this clip. But, yeah, John Carl with Senator Cotton, a little bit of the back and forth for you here.
And President Trump is going to draw a sharp contrast with Kamala Harris, who has supported things like decriminalizing illegal immigration or giving taxpayer-funded health insurance to illegal aliens or taking away health insurance on the job for 170 million Americans, banning gas cars, confiscating firearms.
What do you mean taking away health insurance? What are you talking about?
She said when she ran for president that she wants to eliminate private health insurance on the job. Well, 170 million Americans, John.
Yeah, I mean that is not her position now. She
knows. How do you know that's not her medical position? How do you know that's not her position?
I mean, she says she no longer supports Medicare for all.
She has not said that. Okay. Maybe anonymous aides on a Friday night have said that, but the last thing that she said.
But this was not a radical convention. I mean, she.
Anyway, let's go to another topic. Let's move along here. And policy. The mighty human Z. What's going on, Z? Good to hear from you.
Hey, gentlemen. Elon don't need to go up there in space because Kamala has a faster answer. And just like at the end of Wizard of Oz with Dorothy, all those astronauts have to do is click their space boots three times and repeat. I need to read this because it's so goofy I never remember it. I'm reading it, but this is how it works. What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be now unburdened by what has been? Throw a little bit of Barry, a little bit of Barack Obama in there, it works better.
Oh, man.
Undo Barack. What can be? I think he wrote that. Unburdened by what has been. Thank you, John. Thank you.
That's what I always think of. Jellystone. Remember, what was that cartoon? Was it Yogi Bear?
Yeah.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Whenever Barack Obama, I just hear, hey, boo-boo. We're going to take your guns, too. I mean, that's just how he talks in that sing-songy fashion. But could you imagine? Yeah, that was hilarious. Humanity, just click those space boots three times together. I really wanted to do a White Men Can't Jump reference there and say to the mighty human Z, your mama wears space boots. But I think there was something like that in White Men Can't Jump back in the day. But your mama's an astronaut. I know there was a reference.
Your mama's an astronaut. That was it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. Yeah. All right.
We're going sizzler. We're going sizzler.
Oh, man. But could you just imagine these that's what these astronauts could do while they float around in space for the next 6 months is just play nonstop Kamala Harris word salads as they float. Word salads as they slowly float and do 360s tumbling in space.
Well, everybody was saying on Twitter, okay, wait, we got it's a man and a woman up there now stuck for 6 months, six more months alone up there.
What do you think is going to happen about 9 months from now?
I don't know. These astronauts are pretty disciplined. They're pretty disciplined folks.
Right, so, yeah.
Plus, John, we have policies against that type of stuff while they're floating around in space.
Do you remember how many people got Prego over there in a sandbox?
I don't.
Anyway, they say that none of that fraternization was allowed, and yet in the PX they sell condoms. In the PX, right? Why are you selling those if that's not allowed?
See, when I was in the infantry, it was still nothing but dudes. So that allowed you to keep the blinders up while I was in Iraq. So,
but there's always Man Love Thursday, yeah. So you still might need those.
That was right? Afghanistan more so than Iraq. And that was the Afghan guys. That's why you sit across from them at the table. You don't sit next to them or they start doing the knee grabby thing. And so you sit across from them and then, you know, make the captain sit next to them. That's the proven technique.
Well, if they got an invitation for you to come for a meeting, just check your calendar, make sure it's not on a Thursday.
That's right. Yeah. All right, let's go to Stephanie in Red Lodge next up on the phone lines. Stephanie, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Hi, Aaron. I just wanted to call in because you did have Judge Wilson, who was there in the studio with you, and I want to talk a little bit about the overturning that the Supreme Court did just a couple weeks ago regarding parental right notification for abortion.
Yeah, the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court. That was a crazy decision, yeah.
Yes, and you know, it was anonymous that they voted to overturn a law that I personally went out and got signatures to have that put on the ballot, and Montanans passed that by 70%. 70% of Montanans believed it's common sense legislation that a minor received, that the parents received notification. Now, that is not consent. That's that the parent would know a medical procedure is happening. Now, you do know that a school nurse cannot give your child a Tylenol without a parental consent, right?
Well, and you can't do, what, ear piercings? I mean, you can't even take them to Claire's tattoos at the mall and give them an ear piercing, you know.
Right, exactly. When my daughter was 14, I had to prove I was her mother by ID. She had to bring an ID, and we both had to show up for her to have her ears pierced, Aaron. We're talking about notification here. It was not consent. And our Supreme Court, who must be extremely liberal at this time, voted to overturn the will of the people.
Well, and did you notice, I think it was David Noble who pointed this out, the NBC Montana report had included a line from Justice Lori McKinnon's ruling where she basically said something to the effect of, well, even minors have procreative rights. So they could be opening up the door for a whole bunch. I mean, transgender surgeries, chopping body parts off of kids. I mean, they're opening Pandora's box with even more than just abortion here. It's absolutely crazy. That's why these Supreme Court races are so important, because I'm telling you, these people, they want to start forcing all this transgender stuff on kids and much more. That's what they're opening the door for.
100%. I agree with you. 100%. And I don't think this issue has gotten enough news coverage. I haven't really seen an outrage really about the overturning of the people's will in Montana regarding notification for abortion.
Yeah. Good question. I know the Montana Family Foundation has certainly been speaking up about this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got several things, you know, on the radar right now, too, with these ballot initiatives. Stephanie, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. By the way, real quick, before we get John Jackson's take on this, one of our listeners in Billings asked the question, if both of the sons of Montana, Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson, win their respective Supreme Court races, how does that affect the liberal balance? That's a very good question, because, you know, a few years ago you would have thought, well, Justice McKinnon, you know, you would have considered her fair. Not after this ruling. Jim Rice, I mean, he certainly a few decades ago was a Republican, but it sounds like he's got Stockholm syndrome and is sympathizing with his captors on the liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court. But who knows, if they get a couple of reinforcements with common sense like Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson, maybe that'll pull them back to the common sense side of the house too. I don't know. John, your thoughts?
That if you're a Montana resident, you have the media / the Democrats, and then the judiciary. They are the blockades
to the will of the people right now. Like she just pointed out, 70% people voted for that. Those are the things you need to be concentrating on right now. Media slash Democrats and the judiciary. Pay extra attention to those judicial races.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of the media, I want to give a hats off to the nonstop local TV stations. They just picked up our friends Lane and Russell with the Western Egg Network. They're going to carry egg programming. The Montana Television Network sounds like they're going woke. Sounds like they want to go broke. They gave the middle finger to ag news and ag reporting. And the nonstop local station said, we'll pick it up.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John. I know we want to hit this Wall Street Journal report here, but I also, since we were just talking about elections and since we were talking about the overturning of parental notification, these ballot initiatives, man, these left-wing judges are doing everything they can to twist the law to force these initiatives on the ballot this November. Rank choice voting is one of them. And I've got a note here from the state Senate president, Jason Ellsworth out of Hamilton. He said this where basically Judge Menahan, this Planned Parenthood judge in Lewis and Clark County, Montana, struck down major portions of laws that were passed by the 2021 and the 2023 legislatures designed to improve the ballot initiative process. Part of Menahan's ruling was to remove public comment and legislative review from proposed ballot initiatives prior to signature gathering. Senate President Jason Ellsworth said this, quote, Judge Menahan has robbed Montanans of their one and only opportunity to voice their opinions on proposed initiatives in a public forum and removed the only part of the process that involves a public debate over the merits of these proposed laws and constitutional amendments. So anyway, just these judges, many of them have just gone off the deep end. They're just going to push their personal political agenda no matter what.
Well, a month from now, you're going to see on your ballot this ranked choice voting. Of course, they don't call it that because they want to try to pull some smoke and mirrors over you so you don't really understand what it is. But, I mean, we could talk about this for the next 15 minutes, Aaron, but this is so convoluted and complicated, the way they do this to make sure that they could get a second or third candidate to win. Mm-hmm. That's what this whole point is. That's how you got Lisa Murkowski up there in Alaska through this crap. And let me tell you who right now, who does ranked choice voting? You'll never guess. It is New York, New York, San Francisco, Minneapolis, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Las Cruces, New Mexico. Why do you think those deep blue areas do that? So they can rig the whole system against you. We cannot have this. Guys, all you voters out there, tell all your friends, vote no on that initiative on the ballot.
I'm surprised that I have actually have a more unwoke way of saying this than you. I mean, you just gave a very nice, dignified way of telling people to vote no. My bumper sticker is don't screw with our elections. You know, that's my bumper sticker on this ranked choice and the other thing there, because it's just don't screw with our elections. We've seen our elections screwed around with a little too much already for a few years here now. So, all right, let's sneak in a caller. And then, John, we got to get to that Wall Street Journal story, because that is huge. That is massive, especially something I know our senior citizens are interested in. Nancy in Roundup. What's going on, Nancy?
Hey, it's not much happening here, but I just want to say a few words about Kamala Harris. I don't believe that she's actually got the following that the media is trying to make us believe that she has. I did some investigating and some research this past weekend on her trip to Pittsburgh, where she's traveling by bus. Now, she stopped at the airport, and those weren't supporters that came there to see her. Those were actually people, union workers, that she had bussed in. And another thing, after her trip to the airport, she stopped at that famous Primanti's Deli there in Pittsburgh. You know, the one that serves the grilled meat, melted cheese, oil and vinegar, coleslaw, french fries between the two
Stop.
Italian
slices Stop.
Of
You're bread. Killing me. I'm getting hungry now.
But anyway, she there were a bunch of patrons in the store, in the deli, and they were asked to leave. And then all her supporters on the bus that she's traveling with took their place. And these were the people that the left-wing media interviewed. And there's also some rumors going around. I'm sure you've heard them. And Glenn Beck even mentioned this last Friday. There's rumors that she has a drinking problem. And if you look at a lot of her photos from the past, it looks like she's tied a few on. And, you know, maybe that's why her and Nancy Pelosi get along so well. They do some cheers together.
Well, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of Montanas that tie one on too. But let's see. But the interesting part there, yeah, Kamala. They, you know, Donald Trump will show up at random fast food restaurants in Georgia, in, you know, predominantly black neighborhoods, and random reactions. They love him. They're like so excited to see Donald Trump. Kamala goes in, they kick all the patrons out of the restaurant, and then they bus in their own supporters to make it look like she has support.
Well, I guess if you're this candidate and wherever, and you could get away with this, great. I mean, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you have the whole thing staged like your theater audience? They're all just a bunch of paid actors and your supporters that are just going to look at you lovingly and want your autograph and want to shake your hand. But see, the real part of that story is that the media just goes right along with it.
Oh,
goes
yeah.
right in there and interviews them, acts like it's real, reports it as if it's real.
Well, they're the stage managers.
Yeah.
They're a part of this phony play. They're a part of the entire production. They go along with it. So they're not going to come out and say, hey, guys, this is just an act. These are actors. We bust everybody in. Because they are the stage managers helping to pull the whole thing off. I think Nancy's right, and I hope Nancy's right. But we had Mark Lauder in the studio yesterday. He's a former special assistant to President Trump. He's now with the America First Policy Institute. But he was at this great event that I got to MC last night. And he told the crowd, he said this on the show yesterday too in the 9 o'clock hour, but he believes that the polling, actually, he's looking at the Real Clear Politics average of all these polls. And he said, it's all smoke and mirrors. They're trying to prop up Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to make them look stronger than they are because they're trying to keep the donor money flowing. They're trying to keep the base in the game. And so, but he said, actually, when you look at the three of the big battleground states that Joe Biden supposedly carried in 2020, he said Donald Trump is still beating her anywhere from 2 to 5 to 7 points in those battleground states. And Kamala is actually polling worse in those battleground states than Joe Biden did at this stage of the game in 2020, and actually even worse than Hillary Clinton in some of these areas, too. So, but that's not the smoke and mirrors coverage that you're seeing in the media, because they're trying to keep the money flowing and they're trying to keep the base in the game because they need the base to still show up for their congressional races and their Senate races across the country.
Well, it's the money, it's the base, and it's also the smoke and mirrors for the cheat.
Yeah.
Okay, because if you come out, if you actually show a real poll that shows her 8 points behind, and then, oh, look at that. The third day of election vote counting, she wins by 1%. You know, people are going to raise hell about that. But if you show it within the margin of error the whole way, and then she squeaks it out, oh, yeah, well, that's plausible.
Yeah, right? It's more believable that way, yeah. Speaking of cheating, Mark Zuckerberg came out and has now admitted that he was pressured by Biden-Harris to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story and to interfere in the elections in other ways as well.
And also, not just the laptop, but to suppress people about COVID. Mm-hmm. And do you remember, Aaron, it's been about 2 months ago where the Supreme Court came out and ruled, sorry to say, against us and for the Biden administration, saying that they could continue to contact these social media platforms and pressure them about misinformation and disinformation. Well, one of the things they said in their ruling was that the plaintiffs couldn't prove
that these social media places had been pressured. Mm. Well, here 2 months later, Zuckerberg just flat out admits it.
Yeah. Let's reopen that case then, shall we?
The CEO of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, clearing the air, admitting the government, the Biden-Harris administration, pressured Facebook to censor what they consider to be COVID misinformation during the pandemic. He also admitted the company demoted stories about Hunter Biden's laptop. In a letter to the Judiciary Committee chairman, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, Zuckerberg says it was wrong of the Biden-Harris administration to demand that of a social media company and that he's sorry for going along with it. He's vowing his team will fight back against any attempts at censorship in the future.
Yeah, sure they will. Sure they will, right? Sure they will.
Data from Star Trek there. Zuckerberg, 4 years later, now admits what he did. Geez, I'm sorry. I hate that I did that. He will do that in a snap second right now. Exactly. He's going to do it for 2024.
Hey, let's sneak on Grandpa Lou in Billings before we get to the break. Grandpa Lou, what's going on?
Oh, good morning, my friends, and thank you both, you and John, for everything that you do. And I just wanted to put in my 2 cents worth here on this Kamala Harris thing.
Go for it. We got about 30 seconds.
I don't understand how you can call yourself a Christian and vote for the Democrats and all the evil that they stand for. I'm totally lost. Hey, thank you, and have a great day.
All right. Hey, thanks. You too. You know, you can call yourself anything these days. It's however you identify. You're a man who wants to go into the girls' locker room? Hey, call yourself whatever you want, according to them, right? Grandpa Lou, great to hear from you. All right, John, let's get to that Wall Street Journal story right after this. This is big. It's just out, too. So I think a lot of our seniors probably haven't even heard about this one yet.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I don't think the country yet fully understands the radicalism that is Kamala Harris. It looks like, you know, we're hearing rumors, I don't know for sure, that Kamala is now trying to put more demands on the one debate she's agreed to. It sounds like she's not only dodging, ducking any type of press conference, any type of interview, although they swear they're going to have an interview by the end of the week. They're going to do Rachel Maddow into friendly territory where she's not going to have to answer any questions about her radicalism. You got to be kidding me. I mean, that would not be a real interview. In any way, shape, matter, or form. She needs to be asked about every extreme radical statement that she's ever made.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, do you have big plans for Labor Day weekend? Well, let Blinds.com handle the heavy lifting. Now, Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale is almost here, but you can save right now on their best-selling window treatments during their spectacular Labor Day Early Access Sale. Now, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments 100% online, and that means you're saying yes to upfront pricing. Now, Blinds.com has award-winning design experts. They'll offer free virtual consultations on your schedule. They can send your free samples right to your door, fast and free. Do the measuring and installation yourself, or frankly, let Blinds.com handle it all. They install unlimited window treatments for one low cost. Now, don't miss Blinds.com's Labor Day Early Access Sale. It's happening right now. Save up to 45% for a limited time, up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Their Labor Day Early Access Sale going on right now.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The price of feeling good about ourselves is going up fast, and we may not be able to indulge in great-sounding but ineffective climate policies for much longer. Perhaps that's true for policymaking in other areas as well. But if the climate activists are right and big reductions in carbon emissions are needed right away, then we might at least roll up our sleeves and start focusing on what actually works. The list of effective policies based on actual evidence is depressingly short. A recent study highlighted in the media looked at more than 1,500 climate policies in 41 countries and found that only 63 of them actually reduced emissions. Most prominent in the longer list of wasted efforts were those giving rewards or subsidies to favored actions, like buying electric cars or switching out appliances. If emission reductions are needed, we can't keep passing bills with trillion-dollar price tags, like the Inflation Reduction Act, that do almost nothing to make it actually happen. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the
on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
The Irreverend John Jackson in the studio with us every Tuesday. He's going to stick around for part of the 9, well, for the 9 o'clock hour as well. I've got a couple of big things that we're going to have in the 9 o'clock hour for you. This incredible young lady, she's a Division I track athlete for the University of Montana Grizzlies, but she's a student journalist who actually did journalism. I didn't think journalism was allowed anymore, but this student journalist did real journalism and broke a major news story. So we're going to get to that story. She's going to join us at the start of the 9 o'clock hour show, but then she's got class at 9:30, so she's got to leave for class. And then John and I will mix it up a little more after that, take your phone calls and more. Plus, I caught up with Tulsi Gabbard earlier this morning. I want to share that with our statewide audience. So, and then get John's take on that and more. John, the Wall Street Journal story, break it down for us.
Yeah, it comes out last night in the Wall Street Journal. Remember, what is the constant refrain from the Democrats is that Republicans are going to take away your Social Security and your Medicare and your Medicaid, right? That's what they slam you with that all the time.
It's the constant lie, yeah. They're pulling the same lie against Tim Sheehy right now, yeah.
Well, the truth, here's the truth. They stole, the Democrats did, $240 billion from Medicare in this Inflation Reduction Act, also known as the Green New Deal, that they disguised under an Inflation Reduction Act.
That John Tester voted for, yeah, by the way.
Of course. To fund electric vehicles. I mean, of course, you know that whole industry is failing right now.
Train wreck.
Yeah. So what happened with that is now seniors' drug costs were starting to rise because of it. So what did they do? They went and stole more money now from the Medicare piggy bank to pay it to the insurance companies to put this rate hike, put that off until after November. These are the biggest bunch of rat liars you have ever encountered in your life.
I'm glad you had to unwoke it a little bit there, you know, because I showed you up a few minutes ago with my more unwoke headline, so I'm glad you stepped it up there a notch.
You know what that would have been. Nervous. It would have been rat liars. It would have been rat MFers.
Yeah, that's right. He's still holding himself back. You can see the veins popping out of his neck as he suppresses himself for the FCC-regulated airwaves here on the show. That's a big story. So basically, senior citizens, you're still paying more for your prescriptions, but you're just doing it through your taxpayer dollars and the debt that you're saddling your kids and your grandkids with. So there you go. That deserves a golf clap for what the Democrats are doing to rob you blind and steal from Medicare. But then you get these phony Democrat Party front groups. Big Sky 55 Plus is one of them. Zero credibility whatsoever. Again, you see any of these phony attack ads from John Tester and Chuck Schumer, you can't believe a word coming out of either of their mouths. So just stop falling for these ads if you're somebody who's like, oh, well, that one really concerned me. Really? You know you can't trust a word coming out of Chuck Schumer's mouth, but that ad really concerned you? Come on.
It came out last week that now Ford is going to spend almost $2 billion to unroll, to back up on their electric vehicle crap. $2 billion. Well, that would be funny if it wasn't our money.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you that's not Ford's money. That's our money that they're going to have. They've been doing this since Obama's time. They throw all this money in, and it's all one big money laundering scheme out to their friends and their donors. It all goes right down the crapper and in their pockets. And who gets screwed? To taxpayers.
And how many union workers, union families lost their jobs as a result of the Green New Deal, so-called Inflation Reduction Act scam that John Tester voted for? Look, John Tester has been harming union workers and their families in more ways than one. Thankfully, most of those union workers are, you know, in bigger numbers abandoning the Democrat Party. So talking to you, Butte America, right now on 1370 KXTL. John Jackson's going to stick with us here for the 9 o'clock hour. We got Tulsi Gabbard. We got this incredible University of Montana student athlete and student journalist joining us as well.